Birth of Emperor Parikshit and text 27. Takshakadatmanomrityum Dvijaputro Parsajita Dvijaputro Pasarjita
Dvijaputro Pasarjita
Prapatasya Upashrutya
Mukta
Sangapadam
Hare
Akshakadatmano Mrityum Dvija Putra Pasajita Prapatasya Upashrutya Mukta Sangapadam
Hare
Takshakadatmano Mrityum
Dvija Putra
Sarjita
Abhasyat
Upashritya Mukta Sangha Padam
Hare. Prapatsyate, having taken shelter of Upashrutya, after hearing Mukta Sangha, freed from all attachment, Pada, position, Hare of the Lord. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhaktivinoda Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki. Translation. After hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by his son of the Brahmana, he will get himself freed from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. Please repeat responsibly. After hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird, sent by his son of a Brahma, he will get himself free from all material attachment and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. Material attachment and taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord go ill together. Material attachment means ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of the Lord. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way to practice one's transcendental relation with the Lord. And when it is matured, one gets completely free from all material attachment and becomes competent to go back to Godhead. Maharaj Parikshit, being especially attached to the Lord from the beginning of his body in the womb of his mother, was continuously under the shelter of the Lord. And the so-called warning of his death within 7 days from the date of the curse by the Brahmana's son was a boon to him to enable him to prepare himself to go back to Godhead. Since he was always protected by the Lord, he could have avoided the effect of such a curse by the grace of the Lord. But he did not take such undue advantage for nothing. Rather, he made the best use of a bad bargain. For 7 days continuously, he heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source, and thus he got shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord by that opportunity.
अमज्ञानमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकय चक्षुर्मुखेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपं कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वाकदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुर्वैष्णवाश्च श्रीरूपं सार्वजातं सहगना रघुनाथानुतं तं सजीवम् आद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनाश्रितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदां सहगनालता श्रीशाखामृतांश मां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादि भास्करदेशकारिणे हे कृष्ण करुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकाकान्त श्रीराधकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी कृष्णानुसृते देवीं प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये पाञ्चाकल्पतरूपिणश्च कृपासिन्धुवेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे।
सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू थैंक एवरीबडी टू गिविंग मी एन अपॉर्चुनिटी टू प्यूरिफाई माई सेल्फ बाय रिसाइटिंग श्रीमद् भागवतम। एक्चुअली आई वाज जस्ट टोल्ड दिस मॉर्निंग सो I'm not prepared enough, but we'll just try to see what Prabhupada is trying to explain his purpose. So today's verse, after hearing about his death, which will be caused by the bite of a snake bird sent by a son of a Brahmana, he will get himself free from all material attachments and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of him. So in this chapter we are hearing, especially in the previous verses, we have been hearing special qualities of Parikshit Maharaj, which were being predicted by the Brahmas on the inquiry of his grandfather, Maharaj Yudhishthira. When Parikshit Maharaj is born, Yudhishthira Maharaj is asking the Brahmas, what will be the nature of my grandson? And in response to that, Yeah, he's asking that. What my sin will do? Will he become as saintly as a king, as pious as his very name, and as famous and glorious in his achievements? Then Brahmanas are answering, okay, he will have similar qualities like various devotee kings. And in today's verse, he's specially mentioning about a special quality of Parikshit Maharaj, which needs to be followed by all of us in due course of time. And there are two in number. First of all, he will get himself free from all material attachment. Right in the first line of Prabhupada is mentioning that material attachment and taking shelter of lotus feet of Lord go ill together. So if at all we are interested in taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, which is the ultimate goal of human life, then we have to work on this, that how to gradually decrease this material attachment. After reading about his death, Parikshit Maharaj became very conscious. Prabhupada is mentioning the purport, right from the birth, Parikshit Maharaj was a devotee and he was fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord. Especially when he heard about his death, he became more conscious. Prabhupada used to say that once when Maharaj Yudhishthira was asked, what is the most amazing thing in this world? So Maharaj Yudhishthira replied that the most amazing thing in this material world is that everybody is seeing, hearing, watching, that death is approaching all of us. But despite of that, we are least concerned about preparing ourselves for death. So here we see that the moment Parikshit heard, he was a king, royal person with all his kingdom and wife and children, and he was competent enough to remove that curse also. But still, he took it as an opportunity and he got himself free from all material attachment. And Prabhupada is explaining what does material attachment exactly means. Ignorance of transcendental happiness under the shelter of love. So we have to ignore it. And sometimes people say it's better to be ignorant. They say ignorance is bliss. But then Prabhupada said ignorance is bliss, but only for fools. He says, but only for fools. Those who are actually ignorant of transcendental happiness of taking shelter of the Lord, they are trying to be ignorant and be happy in this material world. Our all scriptures, our all acharyas are pressing on this point, take shelter of the Lord. The very bhajan we were singing, Yashomati Nandana Braja Varanagar. It's a very favorite song sung by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And after explaining all the qualities of the Supreme Lord and the different names, he is requesting Bhakti Vinod Ashraya. I am taking the shelter of the Supreme Lord. If you read Bhagavatam, most of you have read Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 various subject matters has been discussed. Again, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, we hear about 5 different matters. Soul, super soul, time, karma and material nature. Similarly, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear different topics starting from creation. And the last topic is ashraya. And Prabhupada says, all the 9 topics of Srimad Bhagavatam are meant to prepare us for the 10th topic. That is, taking shelter of the Supreme Lord. So Prabhupada is mentioning that if we are convinced of this point, that until unless we take shelter of the Supreme Lord, there is no way out, then the first thing which we have to work on is to gradually decrease our material attachment. It simply doesn't happen of its own. Sometimes people think, okay, once our senses will become weak, or we will grow old, it will go away. It's not like that. We generally mention a story, you know, just to make this point clear, how sometimes material attachment increases by the passage of time actually, instead of decreasing. So there was a businessman. I heard the story many times from many senior devotees in this corner. It has a big relevance for all of us. But unless we are aware of spiritual knowledge, it is just impossible to cut down material attachment. So there was a businessman, and he was growing old, and his sons, who were devotees, they were a little concerned that this old man is still materially attached. So they were trying, somehow or other, now he should decrease his attachment and give his more time for spiritual life. And he tried many things, but he was not successful. And finally he came in touch with a sadhu, and he requested him that, please help my father, he's too much materially attached. And sadhu said, okay, probably because he's living in this house for long, so it is very difficult, so I will take him on a tour to all pilgrimages. And probably there he will become gradually detached. And he took him on a tour to many pilgrimage places, but somehow the this old man was not at all interested in giving up his material conception of life. And this sadhu was also becoming, you know, disheartened at, I'm not able to convince him. So he gave last trial, and he entered Varanasi, Banaras. And he was going, he was passing through the cremation ground, you know, where the dead bodies are burnt actually. And this old man, when he saw the bodies being burnt, he became very morose. And he started crying. So sadhu thought, oh, probably now, after seeing that, you know, so many people have to die and they have to get burnt, he's getting some realization. And he's, you know, crying. The sadhu asked, oh, what happened? Why are you crying? And the fellow said, oh, I think I have wasted my life. The sadhu became really happy. Oh, now he's realizing that he has wasted his life in material life. And he says, oh, what do you feel that, in what you have wasted your life? And that old fellow said, that I have been doing business all these days in my city, small, meager business. But actually, if I would have known this situation, I would have moved to this place, because here I could see that business of two things, you know, wood and cloth. It's a never-ending business. Because non-stop bodies are being brought here and they are being burned. And so I will never run out of business. Whatever recession may come in the country, but this business will go on. So, you know, Prabhupada used to explain that, see, this fellow is seeing that the body is going to burn, everybody has to leave the body. But still he is thinking how to make business. So Yudhishthira Maharaj says, every moment we are seeing that people are going to the Yamalaya, house of Yamaraj, but those who are here, they think it's not going to happen with us. And that's why they are not planning to work on material attachment. In Bhagavad Gita, I was reading, Prabhupada says in verse number 3.29, bewildered by the modes of material nature, the ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities. Same point, like Rishabdev and Prahlad Maharaj says, Nunam Pramatte Kurate Vikarma Yad Indri Priti. Yad Indri Priti. Ignorant fully engage themselves in material activities and become attached. So that's how we become attached to material life. When we fully engage ourselves in material activities, we have to be in material world and we need to do some material activities. But if we are in and out fully engaged mentally by words and by actions, then we become attached to it. Of course, there is another sloka in Dhyayato Vishayana Mursa. The moment you start thinking about it, you become attached to the sense objects, and then you become. And then it is very, very difficult. In Bhagavatam, that is why it is said, when you hear about the pastimes of Lord, then what it will do is, it will break the knot of material attachment. Bhidyante Hrade Granthi Chidyante Sarva Sanshaya. It will remove all your doubts and it will cut the knots of material attachment. Shanvatam Swakatha Krishna. In that shloka, in that purport, Prabhupada is saying. So it is important to hear daily. That's why we, you know, recite this shloka before Bhagavatam. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. What will happen? Nashtu Prayas Abhadreshu. This Abhadreshu, this is the biggest Abhadra. material attachment. Where is the question of becoming attached to the Supreme Lord? We are right now fully attached to material activities. And that is why Prabhupada is saying it goes ill together. We are not taking shelter of the Supreme Lord, which is our real purpose. Then the next line Prabhupada says, how we can become free from material attachment. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world is a way. That's a way. It's a way to practice one's relationship, transcendental relation with the Lord. So we have engaged ourselves in devotional service. We are not pure enough to perform devotional service, actually speaking. Very few of exalted devotees actually are performing devotional service. We are only engaging our senses in devotional service. And he says, when it becomes mature, Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. So we are engaging our senses in the devotional service of the Supreme Lord. That is our situation. Sometime Prabhupada was mentioning Prabhupada, somebody asked Prabhupada, I cannot chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada said, if you cannot chant Hare Krishna, then try to chant Hare Krishna. So the same thing is this, we have to engage, even if we don't want. We have deep neck in material life with our material attachments. But somehow that this process has been given. Devotional service to the Lord while existing in the material world. Because as long as we are in the material world, we do have some attachments, some shortcomings, and we may not be able to perform devotional service. Because performing devotional service to the Lord is not so easy thing. I mean, we hear daily from Srimad Brahma Samhita, Lakshmi Sahasra Sabya Sevamani, thousands of Lakshmis are lined up to serve Krishna and they are not getting any chance. So where we stand with so many faults and with so many material attachments. They have given up everything. They are being a charity. But still they are not getting a chance as far as pure devotional service is concerned. But engagement in the devotional service, engaging our senses in the devotional service, it will revive our transcendental relation with the Supreme Lord. Prabhupada in his very famous short lecture of Introduction to Mahamantra, Prabhupada says, the chanting of this Hare Krishna mantra is going to revive our dormant Krishna consciousness. It's there, it is dormant. And by the passage of time, it is becoming more and more covered by the material world. But if we do this, then it will revive. And when it is matured, then one gets completely free from all material attachments. So it has to become mature. Other day we were hearing in that Bhakti Vaibhav class, I was just reading, it was a nice point, you know, gradually we have to mature in our spiritual life. It's not a matter of time only, it's not a matter of years, how many years you spend in spiritual life, but it's a matter of your practice, spiritual practices. Maturity comes by spiritual practices, not by time, not by age. The more we engage ourselves sincerely in spiritual practices, we become mature. And then, the material world, the material objects doesn't disturb us. So we can be in the material world, we can have the material objects, but we need not to be too much over attached to it. The biggest problem with the material attachment is the moment it is taken away, first of all, it is so difficult to achieve material objects. And then we keep on contemplating how to maintain it. And the moment by Krishna's arrangement, if it is taken away and we are too much material attached, then it becomes a source of misery. And when you are in a miserable situation, especially because of material attachment, it is very difficult to perform devotional service. We are always contemplating, oh, how lamentation is there, always, because of this material attachment. So that is why this training is required, engagement in devotional service. The material objects are going to be there, the allurement is going to be there. It's not going to be taken away, because that is the nature of this material world. But Prabhupada is mentioning that it's a way to practice devotional service to the Lord. That's our agenda. The whole agenda of Prabhupada in his ISKCON is this: to engage all the living entities in devotional service to the Lord. There is a difference between ISKCON and other spiritual societies, so-called spiritual and religious societies. Prabhupada says practical engagement in devotional service. Manasa, acha, karma. With your mind, with your karma, means actions, and with your vaani. Manasa, karma, acha. You have to make sure that your mind, words, and actions are engaged in devotional service to the Lord. And then, we'll revive our transcendental relationship. Because Prabhupada is saying right in the first sentence, that ignorance of transcendental happiness. Prabhupada used to give so many examples like a frog in a well, and so many examples we have been hearing for years, that how being unaware of the transcendental happiness, the happiness which one can actually relish by chanting Krishna's name. We hear this. Nam Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasvika Purna Shuddha Nitya Mukti. So many qualities of Mahamantra has been explained. It's a rasa vigraha. It's not only rasa, it's pure. It's a form, condensed form of spiritual bliss. But we are ignorant of transcendental happiness. That is why we are materially attached. So, the purpose is that when we get engaged in devotional service, then we become free from material engagement and become competent to go back to home, back to Godhead. And Prabhupada is saying, Parikshit Maharaj is specially attached to the Lord right from the beginning. Why? Because he heard about the Lord. He had been hearing from his grand, because his grandfather, his father, his mother, they were all devotees of the Lord. So attachment to the Lord means, if you want to decrease the material attachment, then we have to increase. Like Prabhupada says, there is something in the glass, and if you keep pouring something else, then the earlier thing will go out and the fresh thing will settle down. So we all have material attachments, but when we hear about Krishna more and more, then gradually we become attached to Krishna by hearing. Prabhupada gives the example of Rukmani. He has never seen Krishna in her whole life. But because she was the daughter of the king, and being a devotee, the king invites sadhus, especially Narada, he will come and he will give a description of Krishna and his pastimes. And this daughter will sit with her father, and she has been hearing. So Prabhupada said, my whole purpose of creating this environment is to make sure that people can hear Krishna's pastimes. These books, this chanting, these deities even. The moment we see, the moment we read books, the moment we hear Krishna Gatha, we get an opportunity to become ourselves attached to it. So that is one thing Prabhupada is saying, that gradually we have to decrease our material attachments. And there are many philosophical points which we can always keep in mind, that actually these things don't belong to me. So why should we get attached to it? Like I have come here, I'm here for half an hour. So I will not be attached to things which are lying around me. Because I know I have to leave this place and the things doesn't belong to me. Simple logic, philosophical point. A person becomes attached to something when he feels himself as owner. So this sense of ownership, proprietorship only goes, proposes, when you engage yourself in devotional service. When you engage yourself in devotional service, then automatically this material attachment will go. And the second point Prabhupada is repeating, which is mentioned in the translation, is you have to be free from the material attachments and surrender unto the personality of Godhead, taking shelter of Him. Now, we are always seeking shelter of somebody. The moment we feel that we need something, we take shelter of somebody. But here, we are hearing that we have to take shelter of the Supreme Lord. Bhakti Vinod Ashraya. Ashraya. You know, this ashraya is taking shelter. Wherever we may be. We may be in Brahmacharya Ashram, Grihastha Ashram. We You know this word ashram? It comes in every thing. Brahmachari ashram, grahastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, sannyas ashram. The word ashram comes from the word ashraya. One who has taken shelter of the Supreme Lord. Otherwise he is grahamedi or whatever. So ashram means one who has taken the shelter of the Lord. And Prabhupada is saying one who has taken shelter of the Lord, Krishna assures. My devotee who has taken shelter into me, he will never perish. Surrender into me. Same thing. Surrender into me, taking shelter into me. That's Krishna's final instruction also. Sarvadharmam pratyajya mam ekam sharanam. Surrender into me. Take my shelter. So right now, we are not fully convinced of this point. That just by taking shelter of the Supreme God, we can become blissful. And surrender means, we have been hearing like, the surrender also means sharanagati, you know, shelter. Same point. So we know that there are six principles of surrender. So Prabhupada says, a devotee in all his actions should make sure that his actions should abide by these six principles. Whatever we are doing, right from the morning time when we got up and get up until we go to bed, we have to make sure that whatever we are doing, it goes along these six principles. That will ensure that we have taken shelter into him, we are surrendered to the Supreme Lord, and that will also ensure that Sarvapapevo, that will take away all your sin and obstacles, and Krishna will gradually bring you back to him. Anukulasya sankalpa pratikulasya arjanam. That sloka is there. That accepting the favorable things, rejecting the unfavorable things, and humility, and accepting this point, avashya rakshitanam. Krishna will definitely protect me, he will definitely maintain me. So these points we have to always keep in mind. That is the meaning of surrendering to the Supreme Lord. Surrendering simply doesn't mean that, okay, I am moving to the ashram or I am moving to the temple or I just come and pay my obeisances. That is one symptom of surrender. Okay, we come and pay obeisances. But actual surrender means first two special points. Only accepting those things which are favorable and always rejecting those things which are unfavorable. You know, in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, we hear that the golden rule for all the devotees, the golden principle is always remember Krishna and never forget him. So some devotee asked, why these points repeat twice? It actually has similar meaning. Similar meaning. Always remember Krishna. So if you are always remembering Krishna, there is the question of forgetting him. But then why it is mentioned, always remember Krishna and never forget him? Why it has been explicitly mentioned in two sentences, two words? So Prabhupada is explaining, always remember Krishna means you always accept those things which are favorable to your Krishna consciousness, which are favorable to our spiritual life. That is the meaning. And other is also to be carefully done. Never forget it. Means never accept those things which make you forget about Krishna. Because it is possible that you will try to remember Krishna, but if you continue with those unfavorable things, then it will distract you. It's very important. And Prabhupada used to give this very basic example of, you know, rowing the boat and not removing the anchor. You know this marriage party story Prabhupada's given? You know, they were going across the river through a boat and they were rowing all the night. And when they caught them in the morning, they saw that the boat is still standing there. So everybody was wondering why. And they saw that because the anchor has not been removed. This anchor of material attachment. Until, unless it is removed, this surrender to the Supreme Personality of God and is not going to happen. And it is coming to all of us I mean to say, when Parikshit Maharaj heard, then he became aware and he prepared himself. He prepared himself. How? He heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the right source. He made the best use. Huh? He says, he did not take such undue advantage. Means, taking shelter also has one special impetus. Whenever there are unfavorable circumstances, basically it's a boon for devotees. Generally, we don't take shelter to the Supreme of Lord, and generally we don't surrender to the Supreme Lord until we are in some serious problem. Even after coming to spiritual life, easy going life, okay. I mean, the chanting 16 rounds, falling for us is okay, but that is for our purification. When we say devotional service to the Lord, so we don't take to it until we are seriously, you know, attacked. So Krishna says, sometime I put my devotee in a difficult situation so that he can take shelter. That should be our purpose. That famous verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, where Brahma says, Tattehnu kampa su samikshmana. Actually, a devotee has to see, that is Krishna consciousness, that he has to see all situations given by Krishna, and the situation should be encouraging him to take shelter of him. Oh, it's my bad karma, it's my bad thing which is coming in negative way. So instead of getting distracted from him, let me take shelter. That should become a source of impetus for all of us. So then we will surrender. So we should not be too much disturbed if some unfavorable situation comes. And as long as the situation is, whatever situation may be, we should keep this point in mind. That unless we take shelter to the Supreme God, until we surrender ourselves to the Supreme God, there is no hope. There is no hope. And Bhagavatam is setting an example of so many devotees. The whole purpose of hearing Bhagavatam is to prepare ourselves. Not art of living purposes. Art of living. The whole purpose of coming into material world is to go back. You know, I heard first lecture of Prabhupada back in 92. I was surprised. Prabhupada says the purpose of coming to this material world is to get out of this material world. Now what is that? You have been sent here to go out. And why being sent? Because we have not realized this point. We want to enjoy separately. The very purpose, there is no purpose. Because here, you cannot enjoy. Simply, impossible. Dukhalaya. Krishna is labeling this place. The harder you try, the earlier you fail. So, Dukhalaya, he is stamping it. So the purpose of coming to material world is to get out of this material world. And that will only happen when you realize one strong point purpose. Until unless you accept the material world is a garbage place. Purposes. Otherwise, nobody is attached to garbage place. Huh? Right early in the morning, we want to remove our garbage out of the home. Actually, purposes, outwardly, we should see material world like this. And of course, but devotees, they know because everything is energy of Krishna, so they engage everything in service of Krishna. But as far as it comes to ourselves, it comes to self-sense dedication, they say, oh, it's not required. It's what God is. Like Bhakti Rodhaka says, you know what is the height of material attachment? Prabhupada says, there are three attachments in this material world, all starting from K in the name. First is Kanchan, money, then Kamini, woman, and third is Kirti, glory. So Prabhupada says, out of the three, first two, one may give up, money and gradually woman. But as, when it comes to Kirti, glory, it is very hard to give up. And what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says about that Kirti? He says, Sansare Pratishtha. You know this vajan in Bhaktivinoda Thakur? He says, Sansare Pratishtha, Shukra Vishtha. You know Shukra, hog. Stool of the heart. That's the standard Gaudiya Vaishnavas are setting. Until unless you keep this in mind, it is very, very difficult to become free from material attachment. And if you are not removing the anchor, where is the question of your boat reaching the destination? So by hearing Prabhupada's purpose daily in the morning, Prabhupada is giving us a chance. He is reminding us. That's why right in the morning he said, before you go for your any job or action, he says you hear Bhagavatam and you're preparing yourself. Okay, I'm going to do what? Morning you do your sadhana, chanting, hearing, and then you hear Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam gives a direction in which direction you have to work the whole day. And then again in the evening you read Bhagavad Gita, and again you read Krishna book, and again you read morning Bhagavatam. So it keeps us, it avoids us going astray from the main goal if we keep on reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So we are very fortunate that way that we have come in touch with Prabhupada, and with this very strong and clear purpose, Prabhupada is making it very clear that what we are here for and what we are here not for. Clear. We are not here for any material attachments, and we are here to ultimately surrender ourselves to the personality of God by taking shelter of Him. And shelter means, of course, engagement in devotional service. So the more we engage ourselves in devotional service, this process is given. 9 processes of devotional service have been given. The only thing is we have to just engage. You may not be qualified. It doesn't matter. Krishna is more pleased by seeing the genuine efforts of a devotee. When he sees that a devotee is struggling, Krishna comes and... But we have to do our part. We have to make sure that we are doing our part. We may fall asleep while japa. It's quite natural. It's actually unnatural otherwise. No? It takes 6 hours rest in the night. If I'm tired and then I'm feeling sleepy, it's a different matter. But after 6 hours sleep, you know, from 10 to 4 we sleep, and then we just get up with a fresh body, but the moment we hold our beads, we are back to square one. So it's unnatural. But still Krishna says, okay, if you are coming all the way, you are getting up, taking a shower, you are coming to the temple hall, you are trying to strike Krishna, but you make your effort at least. So Prabhupada's engagement in devotional service, even if we don't want, even if we don't like, some order, some order we have to just engage ourselves in devotional service, and these two things will follow. We'll gradually become free from material attachments, and we'll seek shelter to Krishna by, of course, seeking shelter of His pure devotees. Seeking shelter of Krishna, surrendering to the pure, surrendering to Supreme Lord means surrendering to His pure devotee, seeking shelter of His pure devotee. And as we mentioned, we are fortunate we are in touch with the purest devotee on this planet, Srila Prabhupada, through His instruction, through His books. So we wish and pray that we can continue hearing and following them on a daily basis, and we can gradually improve ourselves. I'll stop here. Any suggestion, comments? Welcome. Okay. Want to comment? Yes, please.
What we said is, if we take shelter of Gurupad Ashraya, both,
yeah,
it is the same as shelter of Krishna. If you can explain this, it is.
Yeah, of course, because Krishna says, ki Govinda kahe mama Vaishnava pran. And at many places Krishna says that I reside in my pure devotee's heart, and my pure devotees are very dear to me. Rather, devotional service is one thing. Devotional service to Krishna is not the property of Krishna. He has outsourced it to His devotees. Only His devotees can give. Actually, Krishna Bhakti is not, it doesn't belong to Krishna. Krishna Bhakti is immediate to please Krishna, but nobody can get it from Krishna. And even if Krishna wants to relish that bhakti, he has to come in the form of a devotee. We all know, in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he came. So, Krishna bhakti, Krishna's shelter, Krishna's spiritual life is only achieved through his pure devotees. So, of course, as you rightly said, if we take shelter of a devotee of Krishna, then we are more likely to get Krishna's mercy. Whereas, if we bypass or if we don't take a shelter of a pure devotee, then there is no hope, there is no chance. And so many verses, like Lord Shiva is telling Parvati, in this whole universe, the most fortunate people are those who are devotees of Krishna. But more fortunate than them are those who are devotees of their devotees. Because Krishna is very easily pleased by those who serve his devotees. So, the authorized spiritual master, as you said, Guru Padacharya, the Guru, the spiritual master, having taken shelter, we daily recite in our morning prayers that he is very Sakshad Haritvena Samasta Shastri Yukta Satha Bhavita Kintu Prabhoya Priyaya Nakasya. Because he is very dear to Krishna, so if we take his shelter, then automatically we become also very dear to Krishna and Krishna will give his mercy. No doubt about it. Thank you very much once again. Kranjashana Bhagavatam Ki Jaya Jagadushka Prabhupada Ki Jaya. I was not going to talk to Pierre. Just somebody asked this morning.